Hello and good morning on this Tuesday, October 24th. I'm SBJ senior writer Joe Lemire on in relief of Abe Madcore.
I took the bullpen cart, so I'm fresh and ready. But there are no promises that I can pitch as well as the Rangers' Jordan Montgomery did to pitch Texas into the World Series for the first time since losing a heartbreaking series to the Cardinals in 2011. The Rangers remain in pursuit of their first title. Montgomery, the lefty starter, was working on 2 days' rest and earned the win in ALCS Game 7 while throwing 2 1/3 shutout innings after entering for Max Scherzer. Adolis Garcia went 4 for 5 with 2 home runs. Over in the NLCS, the Diamondbacks took an early lead and held on to win Game 6, forcing the Phillies to play a Game 7 tonight to determine Texas's World Series opponent. As our ace media reporter John Oran wrote for us yesterday, Fox sets its postseason budget based on a series lasting 5.5 games, so yesterday's ALCS Game 7 represented found money. Warner Brothers Discovery Sports likely has a similar view toward its NLCS planning, and it has Game 7 on TBS this evening. Though no doubt Fox would benefit for its World Series coverage if the Phillies prevail, given the size and fervor of the Philadelphia fan base. Amazingly, this is the first Game 7 in Phillies history. Granted, the club only played in the postseason twice between its founding in 1883 and 1975. And over the past half century, they won 2 World Series and have made a dozen other playoff appearances, but somehow always resolved their series in 6 games or fewer. The Philly fan base could really use this one. They've had trouble with these do-or-die Game 7 finals of late. In the last 12 years, the Flyers and 76ers have gone a combined 0-6 in playoff Game 7s. Speaking of the Sixers, the NBA tips off its 2023-24 season tonight with a twin bill on TNT this evening. Two-time NBA MVP Nikola Jokic and the defending champion Denver Nuggets raise their first title banner and distribute the first championship rings while hosting LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. And then the Phoenix Suns travel to the Golden State Warriors for the nightcap. Just as noteworthy is the stars who will be leading their teams in openers this week. And there's plenty of good storylines, such as Damian Lillard joining the Milwaukee Bucks and Wemby debuting with the San Antonio Spurs. It's as important to acknowledge the elite player who may not be there, and that's the 76ers' James Harden, who picked up a $35.6 million player option, but has demanded a trade to the Los Angeles Clippers. He has remained away from the club for several days and for Friday night's preseason finale. Philadelphia has only said Harden is away for the team for a personal matter as it counts down until Thursday's first game with the Bucks. That one will also be nationally televised on TNT. The backdrop to all this is that the NBA will be implementing its player participation policy this season. This is not quite the same, that new rule is intended to counter the growing adoption of physical load management, but this is also a critical year for the league as it negotiates its next broadcast rights deal. For now, the NBA is negotiating exclusively with incumbents Walt Disney, owner, of course, of ESPN and ABC, and Warner Brothers Discovery Sports, which, of course, has TNT. Those new rights agreements won't commence until the 2025-26 season, but the framework is being laid now. Front office sports cited sources on Monday that the NBA is intrigued by Amazon's success with Thursday Night Football and could investigate the possibility of a similar weekly streaming game of the week. Of note is that Amazon Prime Video's coverage is drawing NFL fans who are, on average, 7 years younger than football fans watching on linear. They won't be the only streaming partner in the mix. Apple and Google's YouTube loom as well, and certainly incumbents ESPN Plus and Max and Bleacher Report Live could figure in as well. Speaking of media tenders, my colleague Josh Carpenter notes that LIV Golf is seeking a new carrier for coverage of its Friday opening rounds. Those are currently only available through subscription streaming via YouTube and the apps for LIV Golf and the CW. Currently, the CW is the linear partner for Saturday and Sunday. It's possible LIV could package its linear streaming rights together for that Friday first-round coverage. And in other LIV Golf news, the league recently announced the hire of longtime MSG executive Lawrence Burian as its new chief operating officer. Also in the headlines of late have been the succession plans of longtime NFL and IOC bosses Roger Goodell and Thomas Bach. Goodell, of course, recently re-upped as commissioner through February 2027, while both Peter King at NBC Sports and Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports weighed in on a possible succession plan and or the possibility of Goodell seeking another contract after that. The IOC, meanwhile, is mulling what to do as Thomas Bach nears the end of his 12-year tenure as president. That term limit was implemented in the wake of the Salt Lake City bid scandal. It's a charter Bach helped write as a member of the executive board, but several IOC members recently raised the idea of amending it to keep Bach in power, as SBJ's Rachel Axon wrote. It's worth noting that Bach expressed appreciation for the sentiment, but has not yet signaled one way or the other whether he is interested in pursuing that course of action. Certainly, any fans of streaming TV knows the appeal of a good story about Succession. A few final thoughts on this Tuesday morning. NFL Films and HBO have selected the Miami Dolphins to be featured in the in-season Hard Knocks docuseries, following the division rival Jets, who appeared in the more traditional training camp coverage. For sports analytics fans, be sure to check out the NHL website, as it launched a new advanced stats section that includes the first publicly accessible data from NHL Edge, its puck and player tracking technology. To date, that information was reserved for use by the league, teams, and broadcasters, who included only a few data points in live coverage. Entering play on Monday, Winnipeg Jets center Rasmus Kupari had reached the fastest max speed of 23.95 miles per hour. The Devils' Jack Hughes and the Oilers' Connor McDavid had the top skating distance of any game, both around 4.5 miles, and Philadelphia Flyers defenseman Travis Sanheim had the hardest slap shot at 101.49 miles per hour. Meanwhile, I hope to one day learn how to skate backwards. Domestic broadcast rights for Italy's Serie A will remain on DAZN and Sky Italia for an additional 5 years at a price tag of $4.8 billion. DAZN will stream every match, and Sky will be able to co-broadcast about 30% of that match slate. The rights revenue is just a little under the current deal. Speaking of Serie A business, AC Milan reported its first profit since 2006, as revenues grew by more than $100 million in its first season of operations under Redbird Capital. Interest in commerce in the U.S. for the team will surely grow this season, with the additions of national team stars Christian Pulisic and Yunus Musa. Juventus, their Serie A rival, is worth noting, regained Weston McKennie after a loan and added Tim Weah to boost their own American contingent. All four of them started on Sunday when Juventus topped AC Milan 1-0. And finally, a little later this morning in New York City, SBJ will host one of its best events of the year, Game Changers, honoring the women who are transforming sports with their leadership and innovation. It's a sensational lineup of speakers start to finish, including NWSL Commissioner Jessica Berman, NBPA Executive Director Tamika Tremaglio, MLB Chief Marketing Officer Karen Timpone, and two team presidents, Carolyn O'Connor of the Miami Marlins and Allison Howard of the Kansas City Current. There will also be a ceremony honoring all of this year's Game Changers honorees. That's all for today. You'll hear me again tomorrow. Until then, have a great day and enjoy tonight's Game 7 and NBA Game 1.